Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 28th of June. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the past 7 days. It's been a week of consultations and responses. First, the government has published a joint response to its two recent consultations on improving outcomes for DC members and on changing the treatment of performance fees within the charge cap on default funds in auto-enrolment schemes. In relation to improving outcomes for DC members, firstly, trustees of all relevant schemes, regardless of size, will be required to publish their net investment returns on default and self-select funds as part of the Chair's statement. Secondly, as part of the drive for greater DC consolidation, trustees of schemes with assets of less than £100 million will have to assess the value they provide for members against a strict new test and report on this in their chair statement and on the scheme return, effectively having to justify their continued existence, consolidate or wind up. More details on the proposals and on a further consultation about driving greater consolidation for medium and large schemes is in the full version of What's New This Week. In other news, we cover a recent High Court ruling on forfeiture and limitation issues, which is relevant to GMP equalisation and wider benefit rectification exercises. The full version of What's New This Week also has links to the pensions regulator's new Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Strategy, and to a consultation by the Financial Conduct Authority on proposals to introduce climate change reporting rules and guidance for asset managers, life insurers and FCA-regulated pension providers. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.